Good morning, you cheeky monkeys. This is Charlie on your radio till 12 midday with fun and games, music and chats. We'll take a look through the news, some witty banter, and the music ain't half bad either. So whatever you're up to, keep it locked, as someone once said.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Morning, this is Charlie on your radio till 12 midday. So singer John Mayer made a lot of sense this week when he tweeted this little ditty. They should let everyone who's waiting on hold for a customer service advisor speak to one another. She's just genius, isn't it? You're sitting there.
Your call is important to us. You're in a queue. You are position 323.
And they just piped down some Coldplay, as if life wasn't bad enough.
Thank you for holding.
Your call is important. Oh, shut up. Tell you what I do. When they ring me, like if the bank needs to ring me, or if anyone, private numbers, hate private numbers, when they ring, oh, so much fun. I don't just go, hello, who is it? Answer the phone with, thank you for calling. Your call is important to me. Please hold. I just put the phone on the desk. Give them a bit of Coldplay, see how they like it. My record for keeping somebody on hold with going back to them every 30 seconds and saying, thank you for holding. 8.5 minutes. Turn the tables on them. Go on, you know you want to. In other news this morning, internet users are to be granted more rights on connection speeds as regulator Ofcom imposes tougher rules on how internet service providers advertise their services. The proposals give consumers the right to exit contracts without any penalty if the speeds fall below a guaranteed minimum. New and improved 1,000 megabyte broadband. Sitting there trying to Netflix and chill, and it's just not happening. Well, more chill than Netflix, but, you know. Experts say speeds are affected by different factors, probably the amount of people who are Netflix and chilling, I guess, and are not strictly a measure of connection to a device. Okay, right. I'm of the opinion that if I pay for a 50 megabyte service, I should get, you know, about 50 megabytes. It's like looking at your bank balance. You know, if it says there's 100 quid in there, I kind of want 100 quid. Not £75.25. No, that's not going to do. Or it's peak time, you can only have £23.80. No, I've got £100 in my account. I want £100 out. Life's just so unfair, isn't it? Right, in a little while, I'll talk about Ryanair, the Tory conference, and after last week's chat about sausage rolls and school dinners, we'll talk about that again. In the meantime, this is Lenny Kravitz, and Fly Away at Phoenix 98 FM. Oh, I'm getting good at that, aren't I? This is Phoenix FM. Stuck with me you are until 12. And just looking through the Phoenix FM sidebar of shame, let's find out what's happening on Phoenix FM for the rest of the day. Straight after me at 12, it's Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith. Brand new show from 2 for a couple of weeks. Vicky Michelle, her off a lower low, is in for 2 hours of music and chat. Jordan Gray's got the Extraordinary Show between 4 and 6. The Orient Hour. Chris Hood, 6 till 7. I've got live sessions from 7 tonight. 8 o'clock, it's Musical Meanderings with Graham Stannard. And from 10, rounding off your Sunday, Sunset Strip with Phil Scott and Scott Copeland. That's how your Sunday shapes up here at Phoenix. So, new show for a couple of weeks at 2 with Vicky Michelle, actress and local celebrity. Straight after me, Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith. And I'm here for another hour and 20 minutes. Yeah, that's Shania Twain.
and Auto de la Tune. And Swinging with My Eyes Closed. Good morning, this is Charlie, swinging free until 12, just coming up to a quarter to 11. Hi. So in the news and overheard and random thoughts for the week, what with Ryanair having a few issues, and those of us trying to fly somewhere having even more issues, a random overheard thought, why don't all the London Uber drivers become pilots for Ryanair? Which is genius, really. Overheard at the Tory conference this week, if we get egged, can we claim the dry cleaning on expenses? The woes of being a journalist. This was overheard. I'm not faxing anything. It's the 21st century. A fax machine's still a thing. Remember the noises they used to make? And to put the paper in sort of upside down, the wrong way round. And the best one, the best till last. Overheard on a train, probably the best public address tannoy announcement ever. Any passengers requiring sausage rolls? We've just got some out of the oven. Left my heart in Tokyo, that's Mini Viva.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah. Always makes me laugh, that, Mini V. I don't know why. Actually, I do know why, but I'm not going to tell you. 20 past 11, this is Phoenix FM. Hello, it's Charlie till 12. So, you know when people do studies, and you sort of think, you've got a little bit too much time on your hands, mate, or love. Well, on Twitter Moments this week, someone has actually posted the results of a survey. And a, well, it's a statistical analysis of when Marge Simpson should have left Homer. So Simpsons has been going for quite a while now, hasn't it? Sort of since the late 80s, I think. And you kind of think, you know, it's harmless fun. For the kids. And maybe, you know, the young at heart. More of a family guy man myself, but, you know, you think the worst that could happen is, you know, Bart Simpson rides his bike across his neighbour's lawn, or graffitis something resembling a male part on the wall of the school gymnasium. Stuff like that. Harmless stuff. We all did that. But this woman's gone a little bit further. She's scientifically calculated the exact moment Marge should have left Homer. And it's surprisingly depressing. I had no idea that Simpsons was this, I'm not sure if heavy's the right, word for this. Season 13, Episode 7, Brawl in the Family. Homer assaults Bart so badly, Marge is forced to call the police on him. What? Is this the Simpsons? Really? Homer has a wife from Vegas that turns up. What? She just goes on and says, Marge is so deep in this abusive relationship that instead of taking this opportunity to escape, she, concocts an evil plan where she tricks Homer's new wife into marrying Homer's father. This is getting like EastEnders. But it is depressing. That's what The Simpsons has been up to for the last few years. Blimey, Charlie. Very heavy. And there's also a graph on here with Simpsons characters, and it's got a trailing line sort of showing the ups and the downs, and lots more downs than ups. So the cost of taking out a fixed-rate mortgage has started to rise, despite the Bank of England keeping base rates at a record low. It's like most of us are going to be paying an extra £11 a month, around £130 a year. That's assuming you've got a mortgage of £125,000. It's bricks and mortar, they're not cheap, are they? Before that, we played a song for your mum, Patrice Rushen, and Forget Me Nots, a song that Will Smith had a dalliance with for Men in Black back in the 90s. Much rather play the original, so I did. Let's play some new music. Apparently, according to the Phoenix FM Master Playlist Computer Logging System, I'm the only person playing this song. Portugal the Man, their current track, feel it still.